Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the recipients of zakat vis-a-vis non-Muslims. Now, it is generally considered and generally thought that Muslims cannot give zakat to non-Muslims. And in this regard, basically, it is adduced through a narrative of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he is reported to have advised Maaz ibn Jabal, when he was going to Yemen. Among other directives, he said that when you go to the people of Yemen, you tell them that there is this zakat which is obligatory upon them. And then he said those words, "Tukhazu min aghniyaihim wa turaddu ala fuqaraihim," which means that when you tell them that zakat is obligatory upon you, and this zakat is what is taken from their rich and then returned to their poor. So by these words, "return to their poor," people thought that since zakat is taken from rich Muslims and it is returned to their poor Muslims, obviously it would imply that zakat is only to be given to Muslims alone, because the words are zakat is taken from their rich people and returned or given back to their poor people. So people construed from this that actually the Prophet meant that zakat has to be returned to Muslims alone, to poor among the Muslims alone, and not to the rich, not to non-Muslims. So this is what people have generally construed from this narrative. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that we need to understand every narrative in the light of the Quran. And if it contradicts the Quran in any way, then we need to understand how narrative can be explained, if there is an explanation. So first of all, we must understand that the Quran is absolutely clear. While recounting the heads of zakat, it has not made any distinction between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. And it says in verse 60 of Surah Tawbah, "Innama sadaqatu lil fuqara'i wal masakin," and then the verse goes on to spell out other heads of zakat. It does not say at all that the fuqara or the needy or the masakin, they have to be amongst the Muslims. It does not say that at all. In other words, what this verse actually says is that as long as a person is a needy person, he is a person who needs to be attended to in this regard, then there should be no distinction with regard to any religion. Otherwise, the Quran should have specified that this zakat is only meant for masakin or fuqara or needy who are Muslims. So if this is the case, then we need to understand that How can the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say something which is contradictory to the Quran, when the Quran does not impose this condition? And how come the Prophet has seemingly imposed this condition? Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that this narrative of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he had advised Hazrat Maaz ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu to say certain things and to recount certain obligations which the people of Yemen have when he went there as the governor of Yemen, it needs to be understood that the words there are certainly not a condition. They do not state a condition that zakat can only be given to Muslims. The words "tukhazu min aghniyaihim wa turaddu ala fuqaraihim" do not intend at all that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually wanted to tell Maaz that zakat can only be returned to the Muslim population, to the poor Muslims of that society. Actually, it seems to be the case that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to negate this feeling that people might think that the zakat collectors are going to pocket the money themselves, or the government is going to pocket the money themselves. It's not the case. What is being told to them is that this zakat is going to be taken from the people and shall be returned back to society. In other words, the pronoun him in fuqara'ihim does not relate to the Muslim faqir or the Muslim needy. It relates to the society in general. So what the Prophet wanted to tell the Yemenite population was that this zakat is going to be collected from them and then it shall be returned to their own society. It should not be usurped or used in some other place. It's going to be returned to the society. So this is what the Prophet meant in all earnestness. So we can clearly see that this particular narrative is not imposing any condition that zakat has to be given to Muslims alone. Otherwise, of course, this would have contradicted the Quran. The Quran is absolutely clear that zakat has to be given on the basis of need. It does not relate in any way to the religion of a person. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.